Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A four-day celebration has begun as Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee has kicked off in London, England. The Platinum Jubilee is the 70th anniversary of a British monarch's reign, and Queen Elizabeth II is the first to reach the milestone. Four people were killed in a shooting Wednesday evening at St. Francis Hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The gunman took his own life and several were injured, according to police. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says President Biden will fix the inflation issue because he understands the pain most Americans are feeling with today's skyrocketing inflation.
The way that he approaches this issue, and very much from the perspective of what it feels like to sit around a dining room table or a kitchen table in this country, because that's his lived experience, and that's the way that he approaches these economic policy questions.
USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
The Biden administration said Wednesday it would cancel all of the loans held by students who attended Corinthian colleges. Canceling the $5.8 billion loans in reality means it's not going away. Just who pays for it? The American taxpayer. Parents of newborn children in America are facing a formula shortage, and the problem continues to frustrate.
Baby formula has been hard to come by after a factory in Michigan shut down due to four infants getting sick from their formula, two of whom died. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, on Fox News accuses the Biden administration of doing nothing from the beginning to address the shortage.
Instead of tackling the problem, they push it off till it becomes too great and blame somebody else. If they would lower regulation, have a meeting with their FDA, put hands on, why aren't they sitting in that plant months ago? What needs to be corrected today to make this safe, to be able to produce it?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
California's Task Force on Reparations for Black People in the United States, the first ever in the nation, has released a 500-page document Wednesday. It lays out the harm suffered by descendants of 19th-century slaves. In April, President Biden expressed his support for the commission. A federal judge on Wednesday granted John Hinckley, the man who shot and wounded President Reagan and three others in a 1981 assassination attempt outside the Washington Hilton Hotel, gained unconditional release from prison and restrictions. Hillary Clinton attorney Michael Sussman was acquitted for lying to the FBI by a Washington, D.C. jury. Former National Intelligence Director and Ambassador to Germany Rick Grenell on Newsmax overnight says the corruption goes to the top of the FBI food chain. Former FBI Director Jim Comey.
And so I want to go up the food chain. We live in a country, Greg, as you know, where no one is above the law. And this political partisanship that's going on in Washington, D.C., where three Clinton donors and an AOC donor all get together with a judge who's married to someone who represented Lisa Page, somehow tries to tell the rest of America that we have a really clean, honest, legal system. And I think that the American people can see it. They know it. It's phony. And we got to clean it up. So I'm not going to stop until we prosecute Jim Comey. I think he is guilty. I've seen the evidence. He needs to be prosecuted.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got John Guandolo, the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, and the one that the left loves to cancel. I mean, John cannot be, living free and peaceful as he continues to pursue the truth like we do. And they've got him in the crosshairs. They're constantly canceling his voice and his wisdom that he has to share here with America because they know that they don't have the answers. And what answers they do try to present, they're loaded with lies, and it's quite obvious. I mean, just take a look at the recent Sussman case. Now, John is former FBI agent. And, John, first of all, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill, and it is always great to be on with you. I really appreciate it.
Well, John, with your FBI experience and everything, we are supposed to believe that the FBI are just rank knuckleheads after decades of expertise and training, even though there's been some shortfalls in varying degrees. But their instincts are innate. I mean, they are so well-defined. They're constantly working with people and working against people who lie and try to come up with creative ways to do it. But FBI agents especially can see lies, you know, from miles away. And you're going to tell me that the FBI was so duped by somebody as a rank hack as Michael Sussman. Everybody on the Beltway, everybody in the circuit there knew Michael Sussman. They knew who he was, who he represented. And you're going to tell me that they're going to accept his story on whole cloth and kind of go to the court and say, well, we were duped? Really?
I think the what this shows is what you and I have actually talked about before is that the federal government and the capability of the federal government to mete out justice is not going to happen. And this is why the war for the soul of America has to be won, and America has to be taken back at the county level across America, not at the federal level. It has to begin at the county level because of the level of corruption, not just in the Department of Justice or the FBI within that, but more broadly across the federal government. It's so corrupt and in all the components of the government. I just think this case just highlights it. I actually was talking with a group of friends this week and, shared with them, if you think, if you're still expecting the Department of Justice to save America and to do the right thing, you don't understand how bad the problem is.
Exactly. Now, and if you go to the top, then they're going to exercise all the firepower that they have available to them. Look what they've done to the J6 Patriots. And, you know, they've used every aspect of their corrupt power in order to keep everyday citizens for the most part. Are there some people that did some bad things where they're bad intent? No doubt. We don't know that story totally, but we've seen some evidence that would lead us to believe that we're some, but we're all of them? No, not hardly. And in some cases, the judges, where there have been reasonable judges hearing the case, they've decided, said, look, he was invited in, we're just going to drop the charges altogether. And then in other cases where the judges are D.C. related and very liberal, well, then, you know, they want to throw everything at these people as if it isn't bad enough that they've been held in solitary confinement, been deprived of due process, and their constitutional rights have been absolutely obliterated, John. I mean, this is disgusting. So to your point, the top is very well entrenched, and we're starting to see glimmers. I mean, look what happened with, you know, the mama bears in the East Coast and the West Coast, you know, going after school boards. You've got parents in mass making, you know, wholesale changes in school boards because of what the school system has been doing and how they've been grooming our children, and they're saying no. And then here recently, I think it was in Los Angeles, I just read about this yesterday, John, which I thought was quite interesting, was there was an election in L.A. of all places, right? And the guy who won, they found that he cheated. And they discovered, and the judge made the right decision and gave the election to the guy who originally came in second place because the guy cheated, and there were at least four votes that they could qualify. It was so close, but yet there was something done there, and this was done within a matter of weeks, not years like we're going through right now, where there was voter fraud that had taken place. But to your point, see, at a federal level, it's so cumbersome and so bureaucratically complex that it's near impossible to get to the bottom of this. I mean, you know, whether we're talking Sussman and Hillary Clinton, all that she did, and even before Hillary Clinton, when she destroyed evidence, John, she's still been able to get away with this stuff. And, you know, she just, again, tells the tale to everybody who's willing to see that there is a multi-level justice system that doesn't include the likes of you and me.
Well, that's right. And I think what has been the difficulty for Americans, and I will just hopefully put this into perspective again, as you and I have spoken on this show, that what is happening right now is intentional. These are not a bunch of weird things going on. This isn't the result of just incompetent or dumb people. These are people that hold authority in the federal government who are intentionally working to bring down the republic. And when you have a president of the United States, a vice president, national security advisor, and key cabinet members who are opening the borders to intentionally allow criminals and terrorists and others to unlawfully enter the United States, pay them, and transport them to the interior of the United States, this is traitorous behavior.
Exactly.
And criminal behavior on the light end. When you have a group of people in leadership who think it's okay to kill babies, not only in the womb, but after they're born. When you have a group of people who are intentionally letting criminals out of prison and not arresting people for crimes that they're committing. When you have the leader of the FBI, James Comey, who, by the way, admitted publicly in a New York Magazine article that he was a communist, intentionally lying on a FISA application, along with the deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, and Peter Strzok in the counterintelligence division, intentionally lying to electronically surveil the president of the United States. When you have people giving billions of dollars intentionally to adversaries of the United States, like Iran, directly involved with these people are directly involved with communist China, both directly overseas and supporting organizations like Black Lives Matter, who are working directly with communist Chinese in the United States. These are not accidental things when they're actually committing economic warfare against the United States, doing things by screwing, directly screwing with
and intentionally subverting the supply chain so America doesn't have food when they do things. You can just line all these things out that they're doing.
Exactly.
And we can't figure out why we can't get justice in the courts. I mean, this is where we are right now. And this only gets solved at the local level, at the county level. That's why understanding the threat does what we do. Training communities how to identify actors in this hostile operation and flushing them out of the community.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from John Guandolo after this. Stay with us.
Azure has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, we're We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. John Guandolo continues with us. John is a U.S. Naval Academy graduate. He served as an infantry reconnaissance officer in the United States Marine Corps. He's a combat veteran, served as a special agent in the FBI from 1996 to 2008, was recruited out of the FBI by the Department of Defense to conduct strategic analysis of the Islamic threat. He's the president and founder of Understanding the Threat. Off-air, John and I were talking because the idea of these recent gun shootings seems to be, quite on one hand, odd. And some people have suggested that, asked me, said, Bill, do you think this has been manufactured? And, and John had the right idea of what's going on, and it's consistent with what we've been saying, all along here. And that is that America, in turning its back on God, has opened the door to evil. And there's no wonder that evil is making hay while the sun shines, so to speak, and is having a way with a generation that has turned its back on God and said, no, we don't want life, we want death. We'll take death. We'll take death in the form of convenience, so we'll abort 63 million plus babies. And that's just in the United States what's happened. It's not the world, okay? That's just in the United States. And we're not even counting what another analyst reported here 2 weeks ago, that 40% of the abortions today are done by mail order, which is through the abortifacient pill. Okay, and we're not even counting those, John. So, we're off the charts here in terms of abortion, how our children have been groomed. It was also reported that that Ramos in Texas, that he was addicted to video games, and they weren't really nice video games. They were video games that involved death and destruction. So our kids have been groomed in the recent decades and with death. And here you've got Satan having his way, and I will say, Satan, for those people who are spiritually aware, you understand that we live in evil times. And we were told in advance that these times would come about, and they're here before us. So it's going to be up to people of faith. If we're going to recapture this country, if it's God's will that we do, then we need to rise up and be strategic. And this is where John and Understanding the Threat comes into play here. Because you just don't go off and, willy-nilly go and attack the enemy without any kind of strategy, do you, John?
No, and I think your points are very valid. I think when you, you have an adversary, the adversaries of liberty who have joined forces to bring down the republic. And remember, our law and government rests on the founding principles as articulated in the Declaration of Independence, the law of nature and the law of nature's God, legally defined at the time of the founding as the will of God, as he reveals himself in creation, natural law, and Holy Scripture. And that we're not supposed to legislate any laws that violate those two. And when you operate like that, you produce a society that is free, which obviously leads to creativity and prosperity. And when you tear that down, which the adversaries, that's why they target our foundation, you get this assault on God, on love thy neighbor, love God, and you replace it, as you said, with destructive belief patterns, that it's okay to lie, it's okay to rape, it's okay to kill babies, and then we wonder why somebody will walk into a school and start shooting people. And you can't have a society that's completely in chaos and then expect these things not to happen. And
exactly.
So it is. That's why Understanding the Threat at the local level trains communities how to identify those participating in this really the corruption of our system, and how to flesh them out and how to reestablish a Republican form of government at the local level and what that actually means.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, it starts, to your point, with morality. Adams, the former president, made it clear, said that our Constitution was designed for a people of a moral conscience and behavior. And look where we are today. We've abandoned morality. We've abandoned truth. We knew that as soon as that this idea, this modernistic idea of, well, you know, truth is relative, you know, that's your truth, my truth, you know, let's all get along. Well, that's a big lie from the pit of hell to get us off the fact that there is absolute truth. It does exist, and that comes only from God. It doesn't come from man. Because look at the perversion of what people say. I mean, you got Joe Biden, the president of the United States, espousing what he believes is the truth. And I say that because look at the fruit of his choices and his policies. I mean, it's clear. And it's a challenge even for the church that he says he belongs to, the Catholic Church. You know, Nancy Pelosi's archbishop in San Francisco says, look, you believe in abortion. We can't serve you communion. See, this is a moral imperative. But yet the D.C. archbishop says, no big whoop. Come here. We'll serve you communion. Well, let me tell you, within the Catholic Church, there is a huge crisis taking place. Not to mention the fact that George Barna reported that the Catholic Church, when it comes to holding to a biblical worldview, those solid foundational first principles that you and I have talked about repeatedly, John, they've abandoned those. They, on the spectrum of all these denominations, they are the lowest in terms of holding to a biblical worldview and godly truth. I mean, that is quite shocking. And I got to imagine for any priest that may be hearing this, you know, this has caused, they're going to do one of two things. Either they're going to hear the truth and the admonition of this study and do something about it, or they're going to refute it and continue to deny it and injure its followers. Because just like what you were saying earlier, our government is an example. Our president is an example. Our leaders are an example. The institutions are an example to the next generation. And right now, with rank corruption running throughout, your point is well taken, John. The battle needs to be done where we have a better opportunity to be victorious, and that's at the local level, right?
Yes. And let me make a comment, because I think you bring up some great points. And I'll start with a comment about the Catholic Church, because when we use that phrase, the Catholic Church, I think like all churches, what we're seeing. I mean, you've got non-denominational Protestant churches that say it's okay to abort babies. It's okay to marry homosexual people. You can be a pastor and be homosexual and promote that lifestyle. The number of scandals inside the Protestant church, for instance, sexual scandals, are at the same level as they are in the Catholic Church. The difference is the Catholic Church, because of its size and scope, is more easily identifiable. So what you have, and this actually fits with my experience of going around the country and working with Protestant, evangelical, Catholic leaders, is that the number of pastors, priests that understand and are willing to speak the truth, the percentage is generally the same in each, and it's a small percentage. And it comes down to people willing to be courageous and speak truth, not only about the faith and about the truth of Jesus and what he taught, but also in doing something about it. And that's the part that is difficult. And when you're talking about really changing this country and taking us back, putting us back on a path of being liberty-minded, defending natural rights, defending individual liberty, self-government, limited government, a free market economy, the things that make America, give Americans the best ability to be the best humans they can be and thrive, which is the point of the church, then it begins at the local level, and it always has. And that's why understanding the threat is such a great resource.
Without a doubt, John, remind them where they can go, because look, we've got to give the people the power and a fair chance to win here to take this country back. We got 10 seconds. Go ahead, direct them where they need to go.
Go to understandingthethreat.com, hit our contact page, and
ask us to bring the into action training.
COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A four-day celebration has begun as Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee has kicked off in London, England. The Platinum Jubilee is the 70th anniversary of a British monarch's reign, and Queen Elizabeth II is the first to reach the milestone. Four people were killed in a shooting Wednesday evening at St. Francis Hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The gunman took his own life and several were injured, according to police. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says President Biden will fix the inflation issue because he understands the pain most Americans are feeling with today's skyrocketing inflation.
The way that he approaches this issue, and very much from the perspective of what it feels like to sit around a dining room table or a kitchen table in this country, because that's his lived experience, and that's the way that he approaches these economic policy questions.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. John Lott joins us now, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths. John, welcome back as always. Good to have you with us, sir.
It's great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk about this horrible tragedy that occurred on Tuesday with the attack on the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. 19 elementary school students slain. What do we have? Two adults at least, including the shooter's grandmother that he had said on his Facebook page prior to, I think 20 minutes prior, that he was going to go and kill his grandmother, who had basically been raising him. Because the mom had drug problems, dad was missing, been missing, you know, for much of his life, and this is the thanks that she gets. She gets a bullet in the face.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is incredibly tragic. You know, you want to try to do something. I mean, the one thing I agree with Biden in his speech after the tragedy was that we need to do something, but unfortunately, much of the rhetoric was just to politicize the stuff, and I think the types of proposals that he wants to put forward won't do anything to fix it. You know, these background checks on private transfers of guns. I'm still waiting for someone to name me one mass public shooting this century that would have been stopped if such a law had been in effect nationally. I mean, we have it in New York, obviously, in California and places like that already, but, you know, if a national law had been there, name me one mass public shooting that would have been stopped, even if the law was perfectly enforced. They can't do it.
Exactly.
You know, the other thing he wants to do is an assault weapons ban. We've tried that. There's been lots of academic research, even research paid by the Clinton administration, which started it in 1994. And yet, you know, there's no evidence that it reduced any type of violent crime or any type of mass public shooting. So, you know, Biden, it's just amazing the fact checks that should be done on his statements that he had the other night. But look, there is, and we can go through those, but there is something that can be done, and that is there's a common feature with this attack and virtually all the other successful mass public shootings, and that they keep on occurring in places where law-abiding citizens are banned from having guns.
Exactly.
30% of the schools in Texas actually have teachers and staff carrying guns. 20 states have public schools where teachers and staff carry guns. And yet this attacker picked one of the schools in Texas which don't allow it. And, you know, you just need to go and look at something like the manifesto from the Buffalo shooter a couple weeks ago. If you read it, he goes through and talks about what target he's looking for. His ideal target is one where nobody's going to have a concealed handgun with them. If you have a uniformed guard there, they have an almost impossible task. If the killer believes that one uniformed guard there is the only person with a gun, who do you think they take out first?
Exactly.
Having a uniform in that case is kind of like having a neon sign that says, shoot me first.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually have people with permanent concealed handguns, you make the job of the officer or guard there safer, because the killer knows that when they go after the person in uniform, they reveal their position. They have to worry that somebody unknown to them who might be carrying a concealed handgun, might be behind them or to the side, is going to be alerted to the fact that they're there and stop them.
Exactly.
But,
it's the same logic, John, as, you know, why, marshals on airplanes, you know, they're not identifiable. You don't know, you know, they go in, they're like every other, airplane passenger, and you won't know until something was to arise. Then you might find out who the marshal on the airplane is. But until then, they're nondescript. So this is like common sense. I mean, you know, even in wartime, we know that stuff, right? Go ahead.
Right.
Yes.
You live in Florida, and I think there's like over 2 million concealed carry permit holders in Florida. I mean, you probably go to restaurants and movie theaters and grocery stores and what have you, and there's a very high probability that there's somebody in those places with you, not very far away, who has a permanent concealed handgun and is carrying when they're there. You know, nationwide, we have over 21.5 million Americans with concealed carry permits. And, you know, that's not even counting the 25 constitutional carry states where it's not even necessary to have a permit to be able to go and carry. So, you know, it's something that, you know, people are doing all the time and you never know. And the same thing is true with the teachers or staff. You know, there's all sorts of concerns about teachers and staff carrying concealed handguns. But We did a study where we looked at all the guns being fired in schools from 2000 to now. And what you find is that the only schools where there are any types of attacks that occur are the ones where teachers and staff aren't carrying. So you have thousands of schools across the country where teachers and staff carry, and yet there's never attack there. You know, I think it makes a difference whether you have a sign in front of your school that says this school is a gun-free zone, or you have a sign in front of the school that says selective teachers and staff are carrying concealed handguns and will use them to go and protect the students and other people here at the school. You know, which one are you going to attack? You know, another way of putting it, would you put up a sign? Let's say somebody, God forbid, was actually stalking you or threatening you or your family, would you put up a sign in front of your home that said your home was a gun-free zone? Do you think that would cause the attacker to say, well, you know, I can't take a gun in here, so I can't go and attack them?
Right, exactly.
What people need to understand is that these gun-free zones actually serve as magnets for these attacks. These killers want to go and kill as many people or wound as many people as possible. And so where do they go? If they go to a place where they know victims aren't going to be able to defend themselves, they're going to be more successful. And, you know, it's not just the Buffalo killer. We've put together a long list of these, because, you know, I'm kind of forced to read their diaries and other things. And we put together a long list of these killers, which have made very similar comments. You know, they're not stupid.
Yes.
And, you know, as you're indicating, it's not, it's pretty obvious what type of target you want to pick.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, to me, it's like here you got Beto O'Rourke, you know, talking about, you know, taking everybody's guns away. I thought a novel idea would be, you know, if, you know, the leader, you know, President of the United States, Beto O'Rourke, you know, the mayor of Chicago, all these people that want everyday citizens to give up their guns, sure, that maybe they should, by example, give up their guns first. Tell their security guards. Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, just tell all their bodyguards. Yeah, exactly. And see how far that goes. You know, because I'll guarantee you this, that if Joe Biden's grandchildren were in any school, are you going to tell me that school is going to be a gun-safe school, or are they going to be protected?
Sure. No, I mean, the Secret Service agents there are armed, and
sure,
they're going to use those guns if necessary. So, look, you know, Michael Bloomberg has 24-hour round-the-clock armed bodyguards, and yet, you know, he will push as hard as possible to go and make sure other civilians can't even carry concealed handguns at all. So it's, if my research convinces me of anything, it's basically poor minorities and women who are the ones who benefit the most from carrying concealed handguns. We've got a big case before the Supreme Court right now that we will hopefully hear back on soon.
Well, I want you to talk more about it on the other side of the break. We've got more from Dr. John Lott. Stay with us. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez, and we're live.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Lott is with us. He's the author of Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. Immediately, you knew, as soon as there was any shooting whatsoever, we're talking Buffalo or what happened just in Texas, that it was going to be reduced to the emotional. John, what type of effective policy is ever generated out of the realm of the emotional?
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose that's one reason why people want to rush really quickly to pass some new laws right after one of these tragedies happen, before people kind of sit down and reflect on it. Look, I understand the desire to go and do something. I want to do something. I've been wanting to do something. I've been studying these types of things for about 25 years. And, you know, but I want to do something that matters. These universal background checks, they keep mentioning them. I want somebody to point to one case where it would have made a difference. You know, you have Biden going to New York after the Buffalo shooting, and what does he do? He says we need to have an assault weapons ban. Well, guess what? It would make a difference if we'd have a federal assault weapons ban. Well, guess what? New York already has an assault weapons ban that's even tougher than the 1994 law that he likes to talk about. And yet the gun that the killer in New York bought was from New York and was New York compliant with their assault weapons ban. You know, so it's like they don't even care what happens with the facts on these things. And they speak out even before we know about the facts in this case. But, I mean, there are some things that we've learned that I think fit in, unfortunately, with what we've seen in other cases.
But John, but we got to start with the hearts of man. The hearts of man is that it's a war against good and evil. I mean, man has been killing man from day one. You know, the history of our human condition is such that, you know, if we're not going to address that, I mean, we're fighting a force that is, it's like gravity. I mean, you know, it's going to be around. So all you can hope to do, you know, like gravity, is respect it and manage it, you know,
well,
or is that too simplistic?
That so, for example, the motivation for these guys, I mean, overwhelmingly these guys are trying to commit suicide. But someplace along the line they realize that they could commit suicide, but in a way that would get them lots of attention. They feel unappreciated. And you read these manifestos and diaries and other things that these guys put out, and it's clear they crave attention. They talk about being in the history books and what have you. Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook murder, the police described what he did as essentially a doctoral dissertation. He'd spent over 2.5 years working on it. He looked at mass public shootings over the previous 40 years. He had graphed out the relationship between the number of people killed and how much media attention the cases would get. And, crazy. You see, you have to deal directly with that. You have to address how do you do that? And the way you reduce the body count and therefore reduce the amount of attention that they're going to get is by having somebody there who quickly can respond. And also just to deter them to begin with by letting them know that there will be somebody there who will be able to quickly respond, somebody that they can't identify to begin with as having the gun to stop them. So that's the way you do it. Look,
what about before then, John? What did you find out? I'm sorry. Before they get to that point, what other characteristics are consistent with these shooters?
Well, look.
Besides fatherlessness and other things like that.
Look, over half of these mass public shooters in the last 25 years were actually seeing mental health care professionals prior to their attack. And the amazing thing is that in not one of those cases, and some of these mental health care professionals were internationally well-known people dealing with youth violence and other things, they were not able to identify any of these guys as a danger to themselves or others. And there's a whole academic literature out there about their inability to go and identify these individuals. People with mental health problems tend to be less likely to be violent than the average population. They also tend to be more likely on average to be victims of violent crime. And because it's so rare. So like you have like 2.5 million schizophrenics at any point in time in the United States. Over the last 25 years, you've had one clear case of a schizophrenic, maybe a second one that you might want to include in that category. So you can see, you know, even if I were to say, look, pick the 1,000 people that you think are most likely to do something like this who are schizophrenic, you'd be wrong at least 999 times out of 1,000.
Exactly.
And
right.
So, but my bottom line is, if you're not going to be able to identify these people beforehand, what's your backup plan? Your backup plan has to be, people have to be ready to respond in case something like this tragedy happens. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there who are just unwilling to go and accept this. Or if you can drag them to it, they'll be willing to go and have uniformed armed guards in the place. If you're going to have a guard there, don't put them in uniform. Make them appear as a teacher or a staff member or something. Give them something else to do while they're there so they don't stand out. And make them difficult for the attacker to know who they are, and put up a sign in front of the place that indicates that you have people like that inside. But, you know, 94% of the mass public shootings that are successful take place in these tiny areas, literally tiny areas within states where guns are banned. I mean, you live in most states, you're able to go and carry your permanent concealed handgun most places. I mean, there'll be places like the post office you can't, or school, you know, many schools and many places you can't, or, you know, a set of other places. But they're pretty small. And yet those are the places where the attacks occur. You know, you look at movie theater shootings, like the Aurora Batman movie theater shooting.
Exactly.
There were like eight movie theaters within 20-minute drive of the killer's apartment. Only one of those posted signs banning permanent concealed handguns. It wasn't even the one that was closest to his home. Which one do you think he went to? He went to the only one that banned permanent concealed handguns in there.
Yeah. Shoot here. Shoot here.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, it's a magnet. People have to realize that this, you know, like, I understand the desire. You go and you say, I'm banning guns from a place. That'll make people safe. The problem is who obeys the ban? The people who obey the ban are the most law-abiding good people, not the criminals. And to the extent that you make it easier and less risky for the criminals to go and commit crimes, that's exactly the place that they're going to want to go now. So it's, so rather than creating a safe zone, you're accidentally creating the exact opposite.
John, where are we in this country in terms of sentiment? I mean, you know, Beto O'Rourke and the president, they rattle people's emotions to think that, you know, they can do something, and it's a lot of bluster because even after everything is all said and done, we've been there, we've done it, bought the T-shirt, tried it, it doesn't work. And things like what you're talking about, you know, common sense experience that we've learned, you know, over the years from the mistakes that we've made. And, you know, people just do not seem to want to, they want to hear that. They're just, they've been so emotionalized that they want to hear, you know, something else rather than.
Well, I mean, the media has a real big impact on this. You know, on our website, we've collected literally dozens of news stories on different cases where people have used permanent concealed handguns to stop what, according to police, would have been a mass public shooting if the permit holder wasn't there. And yet those stories only get local news coverage. They don't get national news coverage. If the person wasn't there and wasn't able to stop it, then it would have gotten international coverage. And I can give you a lot of those cases just off the top of my head. But, you know, the media. So last year we did a review of news media coverage on gun crimes and defensive gun uses. If you look at the top five largest newspapers in the United States, the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, the Washington Post, USA Today, the Wall Street Journal, what you find is that they had something like 2,600 gun crime stories where somebody was either killed or seriously wounded. Over that whole period of time, they had 10 stories where people used guns defensively. And almost all their stories had something go wrong. You know, they shot the wrong person or the gun was taken away from them. You know, somebody could be well informed and they'd have no clue that guns are used defensively 4 to 5 times more frequently each year than guns are used in a crime.
Unbelievable. Well, again, the website
at crimeresearch.org.
Check it out. Dr. John Lott. Thank you, John. Take care.
Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is...